I think we're up and running. That's what the music man's telling me. Chat room's open. Come on over to www.federalobserver.com. Click on the chat link and join the conversation. Frankly, I'm tired out. We did 3 hours of it last night on Frankly Speaking with Frank Whalen. And it was a very good program. Very in-depth to a degree, but really what it was Economics 101. I'm going to redo some of the things on this evening's program that we shared with Frank and his audience last night, because we began to realize that it was so simple, so absolutely simple, that everyone could understand it. A great analogy of economics in this country and around the world today. So that's what we're going to spend the time doing during this this hour. I'm forced to do the program through another venue tonight. We apparently are having some static-related problems with my connection to the network. Welcome back, Rita. Glad to have you back with us. You're going to get bored. It's the same thing as last night. But hopefully things you missed last night you'll pick up again today. That's in the room, Goldfinger, James, John Mertz, who is new to me, Rita, Techie, Terminus, and Warhawk. And TXZ045 just joined us, so Jommer's in the room with us. What's the whole thing about the chat room? It is a way for listeners to be able to participate in the direction of this program, to ask questions that we can more rapidly address on the air than taking calls. So that's amongst the reasons we do it. It's also a great way for folks to get together every day and share their war stories of the day. We're going to be talking about, give you some quick market updates before we go to the break here. I saw an interesting piece when I was over at the bank today. I had to do some deposits, and it was very interesting because it talked about, oh, boy, the stock market's continuing its upward trend. And I'm thinking, continuing its upward trend? Well, it was only down again yesterday, you know. Well, whippy-doo, it closed up 68 points today. We're still below 12,300. End of the day at 12,260. NASDAQ was up 13 points to close at 2387. S&P was up just under 10 points to end the day at just breaking 1,400 points. So where did that leave the metals? I don't know. I'm going to share that with you when we come back from this break. And I've got a couple of interesting conversations or comments as relates to what in the world is going on at the gas pump. Something is rotten in the state of somewhere. I'll see you in a couple minutes on the flip side of this commercial break.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Flip side for this Thursday evening. I think it's Thursday. I got to be honest with you. I am so raggedy. The last couple nights have been interesting. I guess I slept for about 2.5 hours Tuesday night and woke up and didn't go back to bed till and I woke up like 2:45, went back to bed at 9 o'clock in the morning for 3 hours. And so then I wound up doing 3 hours with Frank Whalen last night. And which is an hour longer than we originally planned, but it really was such a powerful 3 hours. A lot of ground was covered. Time allowing, we're going to rehash some of what we shared with the audience last night, because frankly, most of you were sleeping. And once again, chat room is open, www.federalobserver.com. Click on the chat link and come join us. Before the break, we got into the stock market reports. I want to give you the metals numbers for the day, which were... interesting. Gold was up about $4.60 in the aftermarket. Gold is currently at $652.60. Silver, right on the brink of breaking the $13 figure again, is at end of the day at $12.99. Platinum up a big $18 today, back at over $1,200 an ounce today at $1,209. Rhodium still holding at $6,000, up $50, which means, you know, day before yesterday it must have dropped or whatever. You know, iridium and ruthenium, actually ruthenium is the only one of the metals at all that was down by $15 today. You know, these are not things we normally deal with, so I don't worry about it. But the thing that we talked about on Whalen's show last night became interesting. My wife and I had a free dinner. My birthday was a couple of weeks ago or a week and a half ago, and I had a free dinner coming from Black Angus Restaurant, and not one of the best, greatest steakhouses in the world, but it is... It's okay. And I had a free dinner, and I figured, well, it doesn't going to cost me anything. I'll have to pay for my iced tea, the cheap schmucks. But so we went over there. And as we left here at probably around 5:15 last night, which is early for me to eat, but I had to do it anyway, and we drove by a gas station that we frankly don't buy at, but we drive by it every day. And at 5:15, 5:20 at night, last night, Wednesday, the 7th day of March, it was at $2.49 a gallon for unleaded regular. Less than an hour and a half later, we came back by the same station, and it was up to $2.55. An hour ago, it was up to $2.59. That is 10 cents a gallon hike in less than 24 hours. Now, wait a minute. I thought that that gold and silver were coming down and the dollar was oil was coming down a little bit of increase in oil. It's up a couple bucks a barrel. It's what, $62 a barrel a day or whatever it happens to be. And they tell us that it takes 3 to 4 weeks for the price at the pump to catch up with increases or decreases. Well, I disagree with that, ladies and gentlemen. I think that the increases at the pump are instantaneous. The decreases at the pump may take 3 to 4 weeks. So let me see. Is this $2.59 a gallon that we're paying at the pump in Arizona? And by the way, it's pushing $3 a gallon at San Diego again. Is this $2.59, is this in response to something that happened 3 or 4 weeks ago? I guess I'm confused, ladies and gentlemen. And that is the economic world of today. Bad news is good, good news is bad. I don't get it. Somebody wants to know if I've got a clothespin on my snout. No, I don't, but I am talking through a regular telephone line as opposed to my Skype line. So that's kind of what's going on here. Hey, I like you guys in the chat room that are promoting every other gold company out there, which, is okay. I mean, there's some good companies and bad companies. One guy says, oh, yeah, I went by to see my gold dealer, and when it dropped down to 640 an ounce, he just locked the door and sat there laughing as he counted his money. Another guy is promoting somebody else's gold and silver newsletter, et cetera, et cetera. There's nothing wrong with RepublicTradingGroup.com. We'll provide you with the same information over there. So, if you were some characters coming in from the outside to have fun, well, just have a good time with it. It's that's about my mood tonight, so you don't want to test me too far. What else is going on? Let's take a little bit of time and approach some of the things we talked about on Frank's show last night. A very, very interesting piece that came to me, two of them in particular, but one of them I don't have the time for. It's kind of a dissertation about Alan Greenspan and how Greenspan is now running around the world getting paid $150,000 to stand up and do his Oy Vey routine in front of other folks and other nations, other peoples, his economic discussion. Greenspan single-handedly, as we know, bamboozled the world with his management of keeping the Federal Reserve System going, keeping our government going, et cetera, et cetera. Got replaced by Bernanke. Bernanke, of course, speaks somewhat plain English, but he's nothing but a paid gopher, just the way Greenspan was. The only difference is Bernanke is a little calmer in his English speech. He's got a better mastery of the ability to talk to the common man. That, of course, is when we realize we're in trouble. Greenspan's running around saying, I think we're going to have a recession in the United States this year. Then he backtracks and said, I said it was only about a one-third chance. And it kind of goes on and on and on. Hey, Richie, how you doing, bud? And so Greenspan may have single-handedly caused much of the downturn of the markets that took place last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down over 600 points last week. But the pundits on television like to keep telling us how it keeps creeping up, and it's doing so good. Oh, come on, wake up, America. And so yesterday late, I was submitted a piece by Peter Schiff. Peter Schiff is well-known in the economic circles. I think he's got a very common-sense approach to looking at economics in this nation today. And in his most recent rantings, a piece entitled Where We Stand, Our Current Outlook, he kind of covers all the bases. And I think that to share his bases with all of you that are with us tonight, even though some of you were listening to us last night, I think it's worth the consideration. He talks about stocks and bonds and the dollar and gold and commodities and the real estate market. And we're going to try to get through this as quickly as we can because obviously you don't have 3 hours. I got less than 45 minutes to spit this out. He says, as regards to U.S. stocks, that he believes that, in general, U.S. equities remain substantially overvalued. and that the major U.S. stock indexes are in long-term secular bear markets. That means over the long haul, these markets are going to continue to recede, go down, not up. Well, it's not to say you're not going to have up days and down days, but it's there. As such, he says, we are bearish on the broad U.S. stock market and only find value in certain carefully selected U.S. equities, generally those companies that are export-oriented and or commodities-based, including mining, oil, and gas. Mining, oil, and gas. Oh, interesting. As relates to bonds, U.S. bonds, and I don't mean the singer from the 1960s, he says, we believe that the U.S. bond market is in the process of forming a significant top in what has been a major long-term bull market. Once completed, we expect bond prices to collapse, given the highly unfavorable long-term risk-reward situation. We recommend that investors maintain minimum exposure to any long-term debt instruments, whether they be treasury notes or municipal or corporate bonds. Those holding U.S. dollar-denominated debt instruments should restrict ownership to only the highest quality short-term maturities. Even those high-income investors seeking tax-favored yields are cautioned that avoiding the inflation tax, which stealthily confiscates principal, is more important than avoiding taxes on mere income. Now, that's something to give some thought to. As relates to the U.S. dollar, Schiff continues, we believe the U.S. dollar is in a major long-term bear market. Ladies and gentlemen, we've seen this now for, on the short term, we've seen this for just over 5 years. Just over 5 years. We watched the euro be introduced to the tune of 85 cents American to buy a single dollar. Today it's running over $1.30-some-odd cents American to buy a single euro. You do the math, you calculate what the loss in value of the dollar has effectively been during this past five-year time period. Let's not even talk about 10 years or 25 years, the last 50 or 75 years. Just look at the last 5 years. That's the here. That's the now. This is what we must pay attention to if we're going to survive. U.S. dollar in a major long-term bear market, and as such, recommend keeping exposure to the dollar at an absolute minimum. All long-term savings and investments should be denominated in select foreign currencies, which we believe the dollar is likely to fare the worst. And let's face it, folks, the euro is certainly kicking the dollar's rear end. As relates to gold, Schiff continues, we believe that gold is still in the earliest stages of a new secular bull market. Conservative investors advise to have a portion of their savings allocated to physical gold, while speculative investors are advised to own shares of carefully selected mining companies, both domestic and international. TV Man's asking a question in the chat room about what the current going rate is for $10 and $20 gold liberties. You know what? That's not a simple question to answer on the air without doing some pre-calculations, pal. It's something you'd have to contact me after the program, and I'll be glad to give you some updates on. Depends on the condition, the grade, depends on what you're trying to accomplish. Anyway, stick around with us, folks. We'll be back in just about 3 minutes on the flip side of this commercial break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
I've been waiting for something to happen. For a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before. Where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war.
People need to probably drift toward war in this country. That level of bloodshed that's necessary every 20, 30, or 40 years is long overdue in this country. Welcome back to The Flip Side. Jeff Bennett behind the mic tonight. I will not be behind the microphone again for about a week. My wife is off next week, and frankly, I've got some business to do elsewhere. I will be out of town. I will be, of course, reachable. Anyone calling me through Republic Trading Group will be able to reach me on my cell phone because everything will just automatically forward to us. I've got to do a real quick switch on my phones here because, son of a gun, I just got notified that we're about to go into a dead battery mode.
Sit tight here. We're going to flip this over, and I guess we go into the stereo mode, right?
I guess we're back with you. Sorry about that. I normally pick up a fresh extension before I go on the air. Talking a little bit tonight about some economic commentaries from Peter Schiff, talking much about his outlook for the future, the position he feels we're sitting in. By the way, I meant to comment, we've got a pretty goodly number of folks in our chat room tonight, and I'm actually quite surprised, and I've been trying to follow this. For whatever reason, the conversation has led to quite an in-depth discussion about William Cooper. And so those of you who happen to have been Bill Cooper fans or whatever the case may be, you might want to join our chat room tonight and jump in on that conversation. It's quite interesting. It's beginning to kind of get away from that a little bit, but it's still on the issue. So Going back to Schiff's comments, economically speaking, he talks about commodities. Commodities, of course, get into things like oil, and silver, of course, is a commodity, and I guess soybeans and coffee beans and other things are certainly commodities of another form. He says, like gold, we believe that commodities in general are in the earliest stages of a new bull market, and that conservative and aggressive investors should seek out appropriate ways to gain exposure to this sector. Well, then, of course, he brings us to, I think, one of the most important financial issues of our time, the U.S. residential real estate. He says, if it looks like a bubble, walks like a bubble, and quacks like a bubble, well, you can figure out what it is. He says, the combination of artificially low interest rates, foreign central bank intervention, an irresponsible Federal Reserve, excessive credit availability, proliferation of low or no down payments, adjustable rate, interest only, negative amortization mortgages, a so-called can't-lose attitude among speculators, all validated by ever-rising comps, the complete abandonment of lending standards, widespread corruption in the appraisal industry, rampant fraud among subprime lenders, we've talked about that at depth over the last 4 or 5 weeks, the moral hazards associated with loan originators reselling loans to buyers of securitized products who perceive minimal risk and an implied government guarantee has produced the mother of all bubbles. And when it finally burst, it's not just real estate speculators and homeowners who will suffer, but the entire U.S. economy, its banking and financial systems, and anyone with U.S. dollar-denominated assets. And you see, he's absolutely right. I would like to sell my home. But you see, just a few short years ago, about 3.5, 4 years ago, major league investors from around the country and from California swooped into Arizona. These guys were buying 12 and 15 and 20 homes at a time, putting a small amount of money down, renting the places out, all hoping to double their money in a year to a year and a half. And now these guys are dumping these investor homes on the market at depressed prices, further depressing the real value of my home. It makes it pretty difficult for me to put my house on the market and pull out its honest real value. Something's only worth what somebody's willing to pay for it, my friends, and right now people aren't willing to pay as much for a home as they were 18 months ago, even though that home may be in better shape or it may have everything they're looking for. They're not willing to pay the price. They'll go out and buy brand new junk first. Simply amazing. Schiff goes on to talk about foreign stocks. He believes that unique opportunities exist today in many carefully selected foreign equities, particularly those that have, get this, minimal exposure to the United States and are in no way related to U.S. consumers, financial services, or technology. Many foreign markets, he says, are counter-cyclical to the United States and have recently emerged from long-term bear markets. In many cases, valuations are low, yields are high, and prospects for earnings growth are favorable. He also talks about foreign bonds, being very positive about foreign bonds. The problem is you can't just go to Joe Blow's stockbroker. You better get with somebody who fully understands the foreign paper markets. You want to know what your security is. You want to know, you know, if you put X in, are you going to be able to get it back? What's the risk factor? I wouldn't be investing a lot of money in anything in Venezuela right now, because Hugo's liable to keep your money. Amazing grace, how sweet it is. Stick around. I'll see you in about 3 minutes for the long haul. On the flip side, I'll see you then.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Hey, I'm cutting to this music short. You know what? The conversation in the chat room has turned to a different direction. I'm glad it did because I received some information earlier in the week, and I promised a number of people that tonight I'm going to act as your professor. In just a few more minutes, I'm going to give you an interesting history lesson. I want you to get out your paper and your pencil and be prepared to take a little mathematics exam on the air. We're going to call it 6,000,101. And you guys can figure out what it's all about. The guys in the chat room thought I was teasing, but I was not. 6,000,101 coming up in just a few moments here on the flip side. Let's get back to the closing comments from Peter Schiff. Peter Schiff rounds out his commentary yesterday under the heading of the U.S. economy. And this is something well to think about, my friends. We believe, he says, that the growing imbalances in the U.S. economy, its twin budget and current account deficits, its lack of domestic savings, the erosion of its industrial base, have now reached a point where a severe recession culminating in a substantial decline in the overall American standard of living is imminent. The Federal Reserve, Congress, and the President, for political expedience, are likely to continue seeking to delay this adjustment, unfortunately, in ways which will only exacerbate its severity, making the inevitable recession that much worse, and increasing the probability of a hyperinflationary outcome, which would render the U.S. dollar and all U.S. dollar-denominated financial assets practically worthless in terms of purchasing power, potentially creating a situation of extreme financial, political, and social unrest. That is amazing. The above forecasts, he claims, are made with much regret, as we realize they foretell significant hardships for millions of our fellow Americans. However, it is our mission to help spare as many of our countrymen as possible from suffering this fate. And I think you'll find that we at RBN, those of us at Republic Trading Group, Robbie, Noel, and myself, are here very much for the same reasons. In fact, we feel it is our patriotic duty to help as many Americans as possible to safely protect their wealth through the acquisition of, let's just call it, alternative assets. It is only through such actions that at least some Americans will retain ownership of financial wealth, which may be repatriated in the aftermath of a collapse. We remain hopeful that dire economic conditions will at least create a climate in which America can finally return to her constitutional traditions of sound money and limited government, providing a foundation upon which a sounder economy can one day be rebuilt. If out of the ashes of this collapse, the spirits of our founding fathers can rise again, it may one day be possible for America to reclaim her former glory and once again be that shining city of which Ronald Reagan so eloquently spoke of many years ago. So that is to me one of the simplest, cleanest dissertations about the economic conditions of America. I don't want to hear the nonsense coming out of Bernanke or Stooge Bush or any of the rest of them telling us how strong and how great the economy is doing. It doesn't wash with me. I don't think it washes with the average person listening to this program tonight. We know what the cost of living is. The cost of a gallon of gasoline up 10 cents in 24 hours. So much for a strong economy. Oh, yes, for the oil companies, of course. If Jimmy Carter could do it, and although he was not one of my favorite people in all the world, what is wrong with this guy Bush? This guy's idea of an energy policy is to start daylight savings time 3 weeks early this year. That's right. We switch over at midnight this coming Saturday night. Daylight savings time begins 3 weeks earlier than usual, and it'll last 1 week longer than usual on the other end. I'm running out of voice. The fact of the matter is, that's not a huge energy saver, my friends. Saving energy is having a leader that's got the guts to do what people don't want to do but has to be done. You do what Jimmy Carter did. I'm sorry if you disagree with it. You cut back on the speed limit across this country. You cut back from 75 to 65, and the 65 zones have to be cut back to 55. We know what kind of a huge savings that is. That means the oil companies sell less gasoline. Then if they sell less, they've got to drop their profit margin to hopefully people will drive and buy more of it. That's the common sense of that kind of an economic lesson, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before we get to our 6,000,101 lesson for the evening, which we're going to share with you in a short while, I want to share with you a special package offering that we made available to Frank Whalen's listeners last night. And frankly, it was quite successful, and I want to be able to share this with you. Now, how often have you ever heard me going on the air, specifically offering and talking about certified U.S. gold coins? Very rarely. Because frankly, it is in many cases an industry-controlled commodity. When gold goes up, they don't necessarily go up and vice versa. But it is a diversified alternative way of buying gold. It's not a bad one. Certainly, we're happy to talk to you about higher-grade St. Gaudens and Liberty Double Eagles and MS64 and 5 and 6, etc., etc. Most people are looking for the gold content, and I've got an offer for you that I think you're going to have a real tough time walking away from. Once again, they are certified. It's very rare that I ever offer them. But this one was too darn good to pass up. If I were to come to you right now and want to talk to you about extra fine, circulated $20, not Liberties, St. Gaudens, considered the most beautiful coin in the world to ever be struck. That's right. St. Gaudens $20 double eagle, struck from 1907 through 1932. Roosevelt, of course, did the big gold grab in 33 and basically made it illegal for us to own them unless we were so-called coin collectors. Well, how about if I came to you right now and said that we could go out and probably pick up XF $20 St. Gaudens gold pieces. Not a bad coin. They're kind of pretty. They've been circulated. They've had some use. There's no guarantees as to scratches or rubs or marks or anything else on. But how about for only $37 more, I can get you a certified graded coin. Certified TCGS NGC Mint State 62 $20 St. Gaudens gold pieces. This is a certified example of an uncirculated coin, not a circulated coin. When that day comes that you want to sell it or need to liquidate it, there's going to be no questions asked. You're not going to say, well, the guy I sold it to told me this was an XF. Well, I'm sorry, sir, but that only looks like a fine to me. You're not going to run into that situation. Yes, it costs a little bit more than bullion, but what's the cost of your privacy? What's the cost and the marketability of your being able to buy a product and put it away? No reporting when you buy it. No reporting to the IRS via 1099 when you sell it. And most importantly, exempt from governmental controls and confiscation due to constitutional dictum based upon the law as has been rewritten. Take advantage of it. If you want to give us a call at 1-800-691-7898, be prepared to place your order. We'll be glad to get you single coins. You know, you want one, two, three, four, five pieces, whatever the case may be, $775 per coin. Now, that's not bad. But how about we jump into a half roll? You want to buy 10 coins or more, the price decreases by $10 a coin. It drops to $765 apiece. And for a full roll of 20, $755 each. Ladies and gentlemen, that's only $37 more than buying a circulated, extra fine $20 St. Gaudens gold piece. Well, good Lord, certification process costs $30 unto itself. You're getting a veritable bargain. You're getting an uncirculated coin basically for just about the same money as a circulated one. Therein's going to lie your privacy. There's going to lie your security. Gold goes up, they're going to go up. Gold goes down, they're going to go down a little bit. The fact of the matter is, it is a marvelous way to buy some nearly full 1 ounce historical United States issued gold coins. Give us a call tonight, won't you? 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. The Republic Trading Group. As for either Robbie Noel or myself, you'll get a voicemail, and it will let you know, dial 1 for Jeff Bennett, dial 2 for Robbie Noel. I won't be able to take your calls for another 20 minutes because, oh, that's right, I'm on the air. This is live, folks. It's not a rerun. Anyway, let's get on to a little mathematical lesson. I received an email from my good friend Ferndot in one of the interesting states south of the border, and I don't mean down Mexico way. And it was a reprint of something that was on Rents.com. Now, some of you may be aware of the fact that some time ago, Jeff Rents' website was hacked. And it was hacked by some of the you-know-who crowd because they didn't like the general direction of conversation that was going on, maybe in some respects about a certain type of people, subhuman species in many instances. And so he sent me this, and I didn't pay attention to it right away. He sends it to me under the guise of the subject matter of something called historical fuzzy math. That took me a few minutes to realize what I was looking at, ladies and gentlemen, and I have it right here in front of me right now. It is a scanned copy out of a publication printed in 1938. And later, a scanned page out of a publication printed exactly 10 years later in 1948. Now, at the risk of hearing from the ACLU, the ADL, Dave Foxman, Oy Vey, and some of the others, I am sharing with you a historical document. I would be more than happy to forward the link to those of you who would like it. You can send a request to me tonight, jeff@federalobserver.com. That's Jeff, J-E-F-F, at federalobserver.com, and I will be more than happy to send you the link to this piece that Ferndot calls fuzzy math. Well, let's talk a little bit about the fuzzy math, because it really truly is economics 101. It is 6 million 101. 1938. According to the publication that I am reading, on page 510, I'm not thoroughly familiar with what the name of the publication is, but I am going to find out. The source of the information provided comes as a compilation from the latest available data by the American Jewish Committee and the Jewish Statistical Bureau of the Synagogue Council of America. H.S. Linfield, director. The American Jewish Committee, which gave the figures in the table below, I'm not going to share all of it with you, estimates that the Jewish population of the world in 1938 in Europe was estimated there were exactly 8,039,608 Jews living in Europe. It's not important how many were in Africa, because frankly there were less than a million. There was less than a million in Asia. Australia had 27,000. The Americas had approximately 5.3 million. The total world Jewish population in 1938, and remember, this is information compiled by the American Jewish Committee and the Jewish Statistical Bureau of Synagogue Council of America. The entire global population of Jews in 1938 was 15,748,000, out of which, remember, in Europe there was 8.9 million. No, I'm sorry, not even 8.9. It was less than 8.1. 8,039,608. Now, let me see, my friends. Then, of course, we are told that throughout the course of the next few years that Uncle Adolf and company were responsible for the death of 6 million European Jews. Well, my goodness, then that would should mean that there were only 2 million Jews left living in Europe by the end of World War II. I mean, isn't that the math? Take 8 million, just take an 8,039,608. Now subtract 6,000,000, and what number do you come up with? 2,039,608 were left alive. But by 10 years later, the Jewish population in Europe had somehow miraculously become 9,372,668. Therefore, in 10 years, the European Jewish population went from over 8 million to just over 6 million, or 2 million, because they allegedly murdered 6 million of them. But all of a sudden, that 2 million was able to procreate so rapidly, like a bunch of little bunny rabbits. And just a few years later, the entire Jewish population of Europe was over five times that which were, quote, left standing at the end of World War II. Don't you find that math just a little interesting? Now, I'm not making any statement for or against an individual or a people's or a kind of people's, although in some respects the word kind and people's, as relates to some of these folks, don't belong in the same sentence. But it is a mathematical question that I am posing to you, my friends, and I would welcome an answer to that question. Oh, yeah. Send me a request for fuzzy math. Jeff@federalobserver.com. One of the folks in the chat room, Soupspoon, says, Mr. Bennett, you sound like a Holocaust denier. That can be dangerous nowadays. No, Soup Spoon, I am just asking a simple mathematical question. It's as simple as that. Don't make anything more or less out of it. Boy, they. Yeah. It is an interesting question, my friends. Did all of a sudden the rest of the Jewish population of the world decide to migrate to Europe just to make up for the 6 million that had died, and that's what brought it back up to 8 million again? I mean, there was only, you know, what do we figure? It just doesn't matter. But it's a very interesting mathematical question, and I think it certainly is worth looking at. I'd like you to read this. I'd like you to see it and take a look at it and see if you can come up with your own answers. I will be off the air until just about a week from tonight. I hope to be back on the air 1 week from tonight. If not, it'll be Friday. And my wife and I are getting out of Dodge. I've got some business over on the coast I have to go do, and it's going to wrap me up for a few days. And some of it's personal, some of it's real business. So get a look at this fuzzy math piece, which I'll send you. And maybe by the time I come back, some of you might be able to come up with an answer. Maybe I've missed something. Stay with me. I'll be back in a few minutes with some final comments.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
We are back, and for the final few moments, the flip side for the week. Once again, for those of you who are interested in adding some gold to your holdings, although most of the time we're out there offering some marvelous circulated and uncirculated fractional pieces, once in a while grabbing onto something of this nature is really a darn good buy, and I take advantage of it. You can call us, and if you didn't hear all of it, you want more information, do give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. Robbie Noel and I'll be glad to help you out and answer your questions, help guide you down the right path if necessary. The little mathematical lesson that I just tried to share with you, we've had some requests for it already. Those of you in the chat room, if you look between the two red arrows, there's your link. It'll take you to the very mathematical equation we've been discussing. And I got to tell you something, folks. It's a very interesting one. Somebody in the web room asked me, you know, if I was anti-Semitic, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's one of those things. Soup Spoon doesn't, he's got a real problem with my discussing this particular issue. The fact of the matter is, it's a question that is raised all the time. I'm not admitting to, I'm not denying. I'm raising a mathematical question. If you don't care for the fact that I'm not talking about your apparent subject 24 hours a day, I can't help that. There is far more than one issue just to discuss. We'll discuss illegal immigration. We'll discuss the chemtrail, contrail mess. We'll discuss Ramon and Campion and this whole idiotic mess in the direction this country's going. We'll discuss the fact that Dick Cheney probably should be let go, that George Bush has once again violated what he has said to the public he would do, which is get rid of anyone that was involved in the Libby fiasco. Well, it's quite obvious by now that Dick Cheney was involved, Karl Rove was involved, Bush, he doesn't have a clue, so we don't worry about him. Anyway, we're just about running out the end of the time. I got a couple minutes left here. And it's been a good week. I am tired out. It's been a very busy week, very long-winded on the air. You know, you spend 3 hours out there doing what we had to do last night on Frank's program, try to squeeze that three-hour presentation into a one-hour presentation tonight. Keep tuning into RBN Live. You want to mark your locations, however, as republicbroadcasting.org. You can still find us over Republic Trading Group. .com, sometimes better known as Eagles Up, EAGLESUP.org. That's where temporarily we've got the Republic Trading Group website housed. Want to talk about junk silver, gold, silver, platinum, your IRAs? Give us a call. We're more than happy to talk to you about your individual retirement accounts. If you feel that you want to reduce your exposure to the paper assets, the dollar-denominated paper assets, and you want to move some gold and silver into your IRA, then you want to give us a call, 1-800-691-7898, dial extension 3. That call will come through to me. I generally don't have the time or ability to get into a conversation about your IRA right then and there on your call, but what we will do is set up a time where we can get together and discuss your specific situation. So that's enough to keep you going for a while. Certainly enough to keep me going. I'm giving the ghost up really early tonight. But, you know, I'll be around for a couple hours. Got any questions? I know a couple people in the chat room did. We have a pretty full room tonight, 27, 28 people at one time. That ain't bad. Anyway, you guys take care of yourself. We'll talk to you another day, another night, whatever the case may be. On behalf of Republic Broadcasting Network, Robbie Noel and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.